5, Jimmy Rogers makes the tackle.
Ricker now is 40 yards on the night off. 5 carries every time he touches the ball, averaging 8 yards. 2nd and 6, 2 yards into FedEx territory. Same formation, T formation, 3 men in the backfield, Dakota Hartle, and the quarterback under center for Cass City. Hand off to the right man, number 22, Brendan Ricker, should have known. Gets close to the sticks, but about shy of 2 yards out to the 44-yard line. Another gain of 4, 3rd and 2 for the Redhawks.
Josh Geiger and Jimmy Rogers collide and make the tackle together.
10:55 left in the second quarter. 6-0 Cass City over the visiting Bad Axe Hatchets. Hartle hands this one off to the right side, and there's the Bad Axe Hatchets swarming to the ball. No gain on the play. Przanowski, the ball carrier, now faces a 4th and 2 for the Redhawks.
Number 55, Jimmy Rogers, the first one to slow him down before Seth Geiger cleaned him up.
4th and 1, Cassidy, this is now their fourth down they face tonight. Seems like they're in this position a lot. As a coach, you do not want to be in this position, but so far, so good. Hartle under center, T formation, hands it off to the quick man on the left side, number 22, Ricker. He gets the first down, and then about 8 more yards, finally brought down to the 34-yard line. He needed to get to the 42, so a 9-yard gain for Brendan Ricker. A first down for the Redhawks, 1st and 10 from the 34-yard line in Bad Axe's territory.
Looks like number 23, Jared Emmerich, hit him first. Eventually, cleaned up by number 53, Garrett Gettner.
We have an official timeout. Back running now at the 34-yard line. 1st and 10 for the maroon and silvers, or white, whatever you'd like to call it tonight. 9:50 left in the second quarter. So hand out to Ricker right up the middle. In between the hash marks, gets out to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 3. 2nd and 7. We're calling Ricker's name a lot tonight. That's because he has 8 carries now for 56 yards.
On the other side of the ball, Josh Geiger, number 56, making another tackle. We called his name multiple times on the defensive side.
And now Bad Axe has taken a timeout. They want to discuss things on defense here with 9:34 left in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back after this.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
.34 in the second quarter left. Bad Axe calls a timeout as the Cass City Marching Band rocking out to Louie Luai. Taking our statistician back to junior high days in the academic track for the Upland schools there. Cass City with a 6-point lead. They're on backs his 31-yard line facing a 2nd and 6. Brennan Ricker, 8 carries for 56 yards. Altogether, they have 21 plays for 94 yards. Dakota Hartle under center, T formation. This one's off to Dickinson around the left side. Short of the first down by about a yard out to the 26-yard line. Gain of 5. 3rd and 1.
Number 7, Bailey Heintz making another tackle.
Make that 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2 for the Redhawks on the 26-yard line of the Hatchets, just outside the red zone. 9 minutes left in the half. Cass City with a 6-point lead. Same formation. Hartle under center. Hands it off to the left side man, number 26. Przanowski's out for the runnings. Out to the 15-yard line. Finally brought down to the 14. That's enough for the first down and then some. That's good enough for about 12 yards.
Number 52, Derek Taylor, eventually brought him down.
8:54 left in the first half. Cass City trying to add on to their 6-point lead over Bad Axe, 6-0 at the moment. Same formation. Rolling to his right, and there's the sack by the Bad Axe defense. Number 7 leading the charge, that's Bailey Hines, the junior, tight end, wide receiver, and end on defense. Brings him down for a loss of 4 on the play, brings up 2nd and 14, all the way back at the 17 now.
Hartle pointed to one of his backs. Somebody missed an assignment there as Hines came straight from the left side. He come through, nobody in his way at all, and hit Hartle on the blind side.
8:18 left in the first half. Cass City facing a 2nd and 14 after a sack on first down. This one's out to personnel. 26 yards, River Run hits the 5 and standing up untouched in the near side of your end zone. Touchdown, Cass City. It's now 12-0 for the Redhawks.
Great run there by Perzanowski. The defense was fooled. Another play fake, this time from the left side. They ended up Perzanowski coming to the right. He had one man to beat. Juked him right out of his shoes and had nothing but pay dirt in front of him.
A 17-yard carry for number 26. Brandon Perzanowski, the junior running back for the Cass City Redhawks. Now makes it 12-0. Cass City going for the 2-point conversion. They're on the 3-yard line. Same formation, T formation. Hartle back to pass, rolls to his right. Dickinson, it gets complete. 2-point conversion is good. And now the lead is 14 points. It's Cass City 14, Bad Axe nothing, with 8:05 left in the second quarter. You're tuned to WLEW.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, this is Cooper for Thumb National Bank, inviting you to join the Thumb National team. In our family, my great-grandpa is a farm customer at Thumb National. My grandpa and grandma are business customers, and my mom and dad bought our house with a mortgage loan from Thumb National. And oh yeah, they bought our family truckster. I mean our minivan with a Thumb National car loan. They even come to our school to teach all my class about how to save money. That's pretty cool and a lot of fun. I know when I get bigger, Thumb National is going to be my bank too. My sisters and I already have savings accounts for college. My dad says Thumb National can make all your dreams come true. He should know because he's really smart. Take it from me, Cooper. Join the Thumb National team today with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
It took him nine plays and 3:43 for the score, and now it's 14-0 Cass City. Kicks off to about the 10-yard line. Number 3, Seth Geiger, brings it forward for the Hatchets. He gets out to his own 22-yard line when he's forced out of bounds by the Red Hawk special teams. 7:57 for halftime. Bad Axe facing a 14-point deficit.
Cass City there drove the ball down the field very nicely. They ended up getting a big run out of Perzanowski there. He broke through. Finally, that big play that wing T was always looking for, trying to get that 3-4 yards to carry and then eventually fooling the defense with a couple of play fakes. That ended up working for him. And then the 2-point conversion, the play we're seeing a lot more. We've seen it from Ubley last week. We're seeing it from Cass City this week. That play action from the 2-yard line hitting a tight end coming across into the flats has worked well, and it worked again for them on that play.
Bad Axe coming out in the spread formation. 2 receivers wide each way. Braden keeps this for himself around the right end. And in doing so, he gets out to the 28-yard line for a gain of 4. A little different formation and offense for Bad Axe, and Cass City kind of stuck on their heels there.
Watson Moore, number 85, made the tackle. Bad Axe there is very interesting, putting some guys in motion trying to confuse Cass City now as they brought a tight end around the backfield and around the backs and used him as a lead blocker with the other running back. So the quarterback had 2 or 3 lead blockers in front of him. Helped spring him for a nice game.
That's only the 9th play for Bad Axe offense all night. This one's a rolling to the left, Braden. and he gets tripped up at the line of scrimmage and dives forward for about two more yards out to the 30-yard line. They're going to be faced with a third and a four and a half.